This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the digital jungle. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your phone, scrolling endlessly through social media or getting sucked into a work email vortex? You know that feeling, right? Like your mind is buzzing but your body feels drained. Well, today we're diving deep into something super important. Prioritizing your physical and mental health in our hyper-connected world. Because let's be real, folks, our devices are amazing tools, but they can also become major distractions that drain our energy and leave us feeling burned out. It's time to reclaim our well-being and create a healthy relationship with technology. And trust me, it's totally possible. So, what are some practical ways to prioritize your health in this digital age? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you level up. Number 1. Schedule tech breaks. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments, block out time in your day for intentional disconnection. Step away from the screens for at least 30 minutes a few times a day. Go for a walk, listen to music, read a book, anything that allows your mind to relax and recharge. Think of it as giving your brain a mini vacation. Number 2. Curate your feed. What you consume online has a direct impact on your mood and mindset. Follow accounts that inspire you, uplift you, or make you laugh. And follow anything that triggers negativity, anxiety, or comparison. Remember, social media should be a source of joy and connection, not a highlight reel that leaves you feeling inadequate. Number 3. Mindful scrolling. When you do find yourself scrolling through your phone, try to be more mindful. Pay attention to how you feel before, during, and after using it. Notice if certain apps or content make you feel anxious, restless, or drained. This awareness can help you identify patterns and make conscious choices about your digital habits. Number 4. Set tech-free zones. Designate certain areas of your home as tech-free zones, like the bedroom or dining table. These spaces should be reserved for connecting with loved ones, enjoying a good meal, or simply relaxing without the constant buzz of notifications. It's about creating boundaries and fostering deeper connections in real life. Number 5. Move your body. Get those endorphins pumping. Regular physical activity is not only great for your physical health, but also has a profound impact on your mental well-being. Even a short walk or some stretching can make a world of difference. Find activities you enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, swimming, or simply taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're scrolling through social media after a long day at work, feeling totally exhausted, but then BAM. Your phone pings with another notification or work email demanding an immediate response. Suddenly, your stress levels skyrocket and you find yourself trapped in a cycle of checking emails and replying, even though it's well past your designated off time. Sound familiar? That's the kind of digital trap we want to avoid. Remember those tech breaks we talked about? That's exactly when you need them most to step away from the screen and clear your head before diving back into work mode. By setting boundaries and prioritizing your well-being, you can reclaim your time and energy and prevent those moments of overwhelm. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize your physical and mental health in a world overflowing with digital distractions. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. When you feel good, you do good, and that positive energy ripples out into every aspect of your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have you found helpful for managing screen time and prioritizing your well-being? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. And don't forget to subscribe to Digital Poison so you never miss an episode packed with tips, insights, and real talk about navigating the digital world. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.